Welcome to House Call, the podcast where we dive into the do's and don'ts of interior design. I'm your host, Caroline Klein. I'm an interior designer, vintage obsessed, and I want you to love coming home as much as I do. I'm here to give you practical tips and a roadmap to creating a home you never want to leave. Think of this as a coffee date with your interior design bestie. Let's get into it. Hello, my friends. How are we? I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon. It is 4:33, and this is the last thing I have to do for the week, and then I'm going to have a fun weekend of getting the nursery ready and getting things squared away for the baby. And it's heating up a little bit around here, thank goodness. And I say that until it's all of a sudden crazy hot and humid in the south in the summer, and I am wishing for winter weather again. But for the time being, I am really enjoying it. But anyway, enough about me and enough about the weather. Lately, I have been loving Tan France's new home in Salt Lake City. Architectural Digest did a piece on it a few weeks ago, and I cannot stop thinking about it. If you don't know, Tan France is like the personal stylist from Queer Eye, and he and his husband just built a home in Salt Lake City with this company called the Fox Group. That was their architect and design team. And it is so stunning. I cannot even describe to you how beautiful this home is. It's a Tudor style home, but it's pretty large. I think it's like 3,000 square feet. And I'm obsessed with it. It's so beautiful. You have to look it up online. And side note, related to Queer Eye, I don't have a ton of pregnancy symptoms. I would consider myself a pretty boring pregnant person. But my primary symptom is I am super emotional, which I would say for me is not the norm. Like, things just make me break out in tears all the time. Like, I'll see a commercial and it will make me cry. And Dave and I started watching the latest season of Queer Eye a few weeks ago, and I could not make it through a single episode without crying. It was ridiculous, and Dave thought it was so funny. But back to Tan France's house. So, like I said, it's this beautiful Tudor-style home in Salt Lake City, and the outside has this beautiful, like, brick exterior with half-timber siding, which is traditional Tudor. And there's like cobblestone floors, this really detailed like brick on the exterior, on the fireplaces and on the chimneys and stuff. And then leading up to the house are these stairs with what looks like, I think it's black and white mosaic tile on the risers, which is, I mean, so pretty. And I think that's what I love about it, is there's just so many like structural and architectural details in this house. And it doesn't feel like commonplace at all. There's tons of crown molding on the interior, loads of wallpaper. I mean, almost every single room has wallpaper of some variety, whether it's striped or like a hand-painted mural or something. And I would say it all kind of feels a little bit unexpected, but still really cohesive and like super stunning. I think my favorite room is the kitchen. It has these beautiful black and white floors and a La Cornue stove, which is the stove of my dreams. And it looks like it's like 48 inches wide. I'm obsessed with it. And then the breakfast nook is directly kind of across from the island, and that has brick. And then these beautiful black gridded windows that feel really traditional and hold true to that Tudor style. And then all throughout the space are these dark beams. And then instead of using can lights, they have these globe flush mounts. It's so beautiful. There are so many like jewel tones and wall coverings and moldings, all of these details. And I think it could feel over the top, like I say, jewel tones and wall coverings and ornate moldings. And it feels like it, you know, could be too much. But I think because the designers held true to the Tudor style throughout the entire home, while they still infused elements of their personalities and their styles, it's so beautifully executed. I could look at it all day. So regardless of what you may think, I'm not going to spend this entire podcast talking about Tan France's house. And instead, we are going to talk about quite the contrary, which is designing small spaces. I thought this would be a helpful episode for anybody living in a place like an apartment or a condo in a big city, or if you have a smaller home or a smaller room that you're designing. But with that being said, all of these tips can really be applied to any space. There are just certain considerations, I think, when you are working with limited space that can make things feel a little bit more challenging to design. I love designing smaller spaces because I think it just is this unique challenge functionality-wise, but I also think they're really fun because it means that every single thing in that space makes such an impact. Your eye doesn't have to look all over the place in a small space. It just immediately goes to the most important things in that room. So think about walking into a studio apartment, for instance, in New York City that's just packed with personality versus walking into a really palatial mansion with like 20-foot ceilings. They can both be really beautiful, obviously. But with a studio apartment, you aren't having to take in every single detail in a really large space. Your eye can just absorb more of the details more quickly in a small space, if that makes sense. So you just need to be sure that every single selection is intentional. And I think that that's part of the fun of it. So because of that, I think visual continuity is so important. And when I say visual continuity, I don't mean that everything needs to be neutral or the same color. Basically, what I mean is you want to make sure that you're making design decisions that really feed into the overall design goal in a really intentional way. So I recommend you use the same flooring in a small space. So say you're in kind of an open concept space that is smaller square footage, and you have a different flooring in the kitchen versus the dining area versus the living area, it's going to feel kind of choppy. So instead, I would recommend that you choose the same flooring for all three of those spaces, the kitchen, the dining, and the living room. And then your eye can focus on the more interesting, fun details that you want to bring into the space. So I also recommend that you choose one color scheme throughout the whole space. And this helps kind of avoid visual clutter, but this doesn't mean go neutral. I think you can still go bold in a small space, and I think that that's so fun. I don't think you should be afraid to use color and pattern in a small space. Just be sure that it's color and pattern that you really love and you are 100% on board with. And this might seem counterintuitive, but I just think a small space is such a fun place to infuse major personality. And I think what's great about this is it doesn't take a ton to do that in a small space. There's just simply less square footage, so it means less items that you need to purchase to make the same amount of impact. So just be intentional about what you purchase for your home and make sure that you love every single thing in the space, especially if it is a bolder color or pattern or texture. And this sort of leads me to my next point, which is make sure you are essentializing and decluttering in a small space. If you live in a space that has smaller square footage, you don't have the space to have clutter that you don't totally love. So I say just be ruthlessly honest with yourself about what you actually need and value in your space. Channel Marie Kondo. If you don't love it, don't hang on to it just because you spent money on it at some point in the past or someone gave it to you and you're holding on to it out of guilt. There's no point, in my opinion, of trying to organize and store things that you don't actually want or need. And I think that this is especially important in a small space. And I will die on this hill. I feel so strongly about it. Another important thing to mention with small spaces is avoid anything super bulky or oversized. I think it's important to consider the visual weight of things and be sure that things don't feel too heavy in a small space. Otherwise, I think it just sort of swallows the whole room. And I think we see this really often with sofas. If you think about like an overstuffed kind of dark leather sofa, that looks so visually heavy. It's going to detract from anything else in the space, and you're going to have a really hard time feeling like the space feels light and designed and beautiful. So just be sure you're space planning really carefully, measure super carefully before you buy living room furniture if you have a small space, because oftentimes you don't realize how big a sofa or a sectional will be until it's in your house and you're like, whoa, this is way too big. I think it's also helpful to choose furniture that's a little bit leggier, if that makes sense. So something with more delicate legs or thinner legs, because it just takes up less visual weight when you can see kind of under and around it. So you could choose a coffee table with kind of thinner legs, or choose an end table that has metal and glass shelves. And this is a great option because with glass shelves on something like an end table or a bookcase, you can see through those glass shelves. So it doesn't feel super bulky, but it still provides the storage that you need. My next point is one that I think a lot of people kind of forget about in small spaces, but think vertically. And by that, I mean, consider your wall space as much as you are considering your floor space. If you can't make the floor plan bigger, create a space that feels taller and utilize that wall space to the best of your ability. Vertical shelving is a great way to incorporate more storage in your home. And I don't just mean in the kitchen. You could do wall-mounted shelves to kind of create a little bar area in your home, or store books or knickknacks or tons of other things. It's just a great way to add like storage or personality without needing to add one more thing to the floor that takes up valuable square footage. Along the lines of shelves, I actually recommend you use both open and closed shelves depending on the room that you're in, because they both serve different purposes. So open shelving creates kind of this light and airy, kind of accessible and open feel, which is exactly what you're going for in a small space, is you don't want everything to feel like it's closing in on you. But on the other hand, closed storage is also super important because it allows you to hide all of your functional, aka really ugly, stuff that you still need. Another way to think vertically, shall we say, is think about how you can use sconces instead of additional lamps. Table lamps and floor lamps have to take up space on the ground, whereas sconces you can mount to the wall and it provides illumination without needing to use up more of that valuable square footage. And then vertical stripes are also a great way to make your walls feel taller. So you could do a wall covering that has some sort of vertical stripe or element that kind of draws your eye upward. Or you could also wallpaper the ceiling, which is so fun and I'm totally obsessed with. This is such a fun thing to do because it means that you're utilizing every single square inch of the wall space that's available to you, even if it's the ceiling. And people will immediately walk into the space. And if you have a fun, beautiful wall covering on the ceiling, people are just immediately going to look upwards and it's going to draw their eye up and make your room feel even bigger. And since we're talking about vertical spaces, make sure you're using artwork that you love. I think this is so important and it makes such a big impact in a small space. It's a great way to just infuse your personality into a space that you're renting, especially. Oftentimes in rentals, you can't really paint or put up wallpaper as much as you would like, and it can be really hard to make your home feel like it's custom to you and like it's a reflection of you and your family. So instead, I recommend people actually buy really big prints and mirrors that really fill the wall space. You'll feel like your space is a reflection of you and your personality when you do that. But you don't have to damage your walls. And when you move out, you can take the painting with you and move it into another home. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And because you can't reuse wallpaper, you can just move the print to your next home, hang it on the wall, and it will feel immediately like home. And don't be afraid to go with larger size artwork that really fills the wall space. I met Carrie Howard, who's another interior designer in Greenville, a couple years ago when we lived in the same apartment building. He is incredible. I mean, crazy, crazy talented interior designer. And I went into his apartment for the first time, and he had such beautiful artwork that totally filled the walls. We lived in an apartment that had just plain white walls, and he used these massive mirrors and all of this beautiful, colorful artwork that he really loved to fill those walls. So it felt really interesting and layered, and he didn't have to use any paint or wallpaper whatsoever. I think we need to get that man on this podcast at some point because he is just a wealth of information and ideas and creativity, and he is one of my dearest mentors. But along those same lines, use mirrors also. Mirrors are great because oftentimes they're less expensive often than artwork, and they throw around light really well and make your space feel open. They sort of amplify space a little bit because everything is reflecting, and they can totally transform your room if you have a really beautiful mirror. And it doesn't just have to be like a standing mirror or something that you look at yourself, you know, that you sort of use to get dressed. You could do a beautiful antique mirror that feels more like a piece of art than a mirror. You could also incorporate a really pretty antique mirror backsplash. I have been obsessed with that lately. And then there's also pieces of furniture that have reflected mirrors incorporated into them. So if you think about some console tables have like on the cupboard doors, really pretty kind of antique-y mirror doors on them. And that kind of brings me to my next point, which is make sure you're maximizing the light in your small space. You can do this by having sheer curtains around your window so you're not blocking too much light. I think it's important to be really intentional about the window treatments that you're choosing for a small space, because something like plantation shutters or blinds can really block light. You could also add additional windows or skylights if you're able to, obviously. Anything that you can do to bring in more natural light into the space will make it feel bigger. And then as far as artificial light goes, make sure you're layering in enough. Like I mentioned before, sconces can be a great thing to incorporate into a small space because they don't take up any square footage on the floor. And there are so many cute, fun options depending on your personal style. I love to look at sconces. But just be sure you're incorporating different types of lighting. So things like a chandelier layered with a sconce, layered with a pretty lamp. And I say go with fixtures that really speak to your personality and your design aesthetic. Like I said before, don't have anything in your home that you don't totally love. And that applies to your light fixtures as well. This can be a great place to infuse your personality through a really fun, bold light fixture in a small space. It will make such an impact. But I guess the caveat to the whole maximizing the light in your space thing is, unless you're doing a space that you intentionally want to feel really moody, which I am totally here for. I love a really moody space, and if you're wanting to do that, I totally support you. Pop off. What's coming to mind for me is almost like a navy bedroom with really pretty navy velvet curtains with lots of like opulent textures. Sometimes in a small space, the best thing to do is to lean into the moodiness, especially if it's a place like a powder bathroom or a smaller bedroom. But if that isn't your goal, just be sure you're incorporating enough light. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about before I let you guys go is multifunctional furniture and choosing furniture that has kind of different uses and plenty of storage incorporated into it. There are lots of really good looking beds that have storage underneath them that don't look like they came like from IKEA. You could get a storage ottoman that sort of acts as your coffee table. And then along those same lines, I've also seen some like wood coffee tables that sort of flip up in their storage beneath the tabletop of the coffee table, if that makes sense. Foldable tables are really great that can accommodate larger parties when necessary, and then you can kind of take the leaves out and make it a smaller table for when you don't need to seat quite as many people. I also love to incorporate nesting end tables and coffee tables into a living room that's tight on space. And by this, I mean these are tables that can kind of fit together and nestle under each other. And it's great because you can pull them apart and get a little bit more surface area if you need to. But if you need more floor space, you kind of nestle them together. And obviously, sleeper sofas are super great if you're tight on space. All right, so just to recap, make sure that you are thinking about visual continuity in terms of the color palette and the design aesthetic, but don't be afraid to go bold. Essentialize and declutter for sure. Avoid anything that's too bulky or oversized. Think vertically, which means consider your wall space as much as you're considering your floor space. Maximize the light in your small space. And choose multifunctional furniture that is smart with storage. All right, I hope this was helpful for some people that are living in smaller square footage spaces. There are so many things that you can do to make a small space full of personality. So if you have any comments or if you have any other ideas that you have infused in your smaller space, I would love to hear them. I am all ears. Otherwise, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.